hid the truth from you about Easter, and the church pulled the greatest marketing play of all time. We think that Christmas and Easter represent the birth and the crucifixion of Jesus. In reality, they're both pagan holidays. Christmas is about Saturnalia and has a lot of sacrifices going on. Have you ever wondered why we have Easter bunnies and eggs? The eggs represent fertility. Easter bunnies, they like to bang a lot and fast. And so that's what people were doing. 9 months later, you happen to have Christmas come around. What do you think they're sacrificing? You see, Easter is actually named after the Norse goddess Ystre, which represents the spring coming in. And so how does this connect to the church? Well, you see, at the time, the Roman Catholic Church, they wanted more Christians. So how do you get pagans into this culture? Well, you have to go into their world. So they found a way to take these highly charged emotions from these pagan holidays and combine it with Christianity, therefore indoctrinating pagan culture into Christianity.
Good Friday is supposed to be when, you know, Jesus was crucified. And if you think Jesus was crucified on Friday, you don't know your math. Book plainly says, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. If you kill him on Friday and get him up Sunday, you can't get 3 days and three nights.
No.